Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning, we are learning disturbing new details about the man accused of kidnapping Kata Scott. He was accused of kidnapping another woman, but those charges were dropped. And now video of that alleged incident has surfaced. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in Chestnut Hill this morning, where Kata Scott was last seen. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, Scott worked here at the Terrace at Chestnut Hill, a nursing home off Stenton Avenue. Police say she drove here on Saturday, October 4th for an overnight shift, but she did not leave the place in her car. She has not been seen or heard from since. Now, police say 21-year-old Keon King was the last person to have contact with her. What exactly happened isn't clear yet, but King was arrested and charged with kidnapping.
What we're seeing and what we continue to see is a clear pattern. Of violence, of this type of behavior.
That's Assistant DA Ashley Toslaski. She's referring to kidnapping charges that were refiled for a previous incident from earlier this year. King allegedly kidnapped his ex-girlfriend, threw her in a car, assaulted her, and then let her go. But charges in that case were dropped, according to the prosecutor's office, because the victim and witness did not show up to court. You fast forward to now, police believe King was involved in Kata Scott's disappearance, Carol, and again, she has not been seen or heard from in nearly 2 weeks.
Tim, thank you. KYW's Tim Jimenez.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.